real hero, him.
In fact, and I appreciate it very much, the Wall Street Journal wrote a fantastic piece, a highly respected gentleman, Christopher DeMuth. And this piece was just in the Wall Street Journal, weekend edition. And Trump rewrites the book on emergencies. He has vivified the American way in action. Once it was reluctantly aroused. It was hard to get it aroused, and it is hard to get it aroused, but we got it aroused.
A reporter pressed Trump on why he was spending so much time praising himself.
More than 22 million Americans are currently unemployed as a result of this. Today we hit the grim milestone of more than 40,000 Americans now having died from the coronavirus. Can you explain then why you come out here and you are reading clips and showing clips of praise for you and for your administration? Is this really the time for self-congratulations?
Well, I will tell you this. What I'm doing is I'm standing up for the men and women that have done such an incredible job. Not for me, for the men and women. These people are right now in hospitals. It's dangerous. It's going to a battlefield. And I want these people, I want you, I want you in the, it's all about that. It's not about me. Nothing's about me.
Look, there's never been a president who makes it less about me than me. Honestly, I don't get enough credit for making this not about me. I should get a medal that says, most about not me.
I interviewed someone who said that his family got sick, and they said mainly because the president wasn't taking it seriously. He said, if the president had a mask on, if he was saying we should stay home, then I would have stayed home. But do you feel like, or are you concerned that downplaying the virus maybe got some people sick?
And a lot of people love Trump, right? A lot of people love me. You see him all the time, right? I guess I'm here for a reason, you know? To the best of my knowledge, I won. And I think we're going to win again.
Trump was up bright and early this morning to remind us that there is an eye in pandemic, and he's it. He tweeted, I've had great ratings my whole life. There's nothing unusual about that for me. The White House news conference ratings are through the roof. Monday Night Football, Bachelor finale, New York Times. But I don't care about that. I care about going around the fake news to the people. Right. Only Donald Trump would say he doesn't care about ratings while bragging about his ratings. But it wasn't all lashing out. In fairness, Trump did try to lift spirits yesterday and actually told a pretty funny joke.
Please go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President.
I think right behind you, I promised. I cannot tell a lie. So we'll get you next, okay?
It's a good one. And guess what? He didn't get her next. He went to someone else. And then, moments later, he lied again.
We held rallies in February and in March, and there are some Americans.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about rallies. I really don't know about rallies. I know one thing.
In February.
I haven't left the White House in months, except for a brief moment to give a wonderful ship the comfort.
You held a rally in March.
I don't know. Did I hold a rally? I'm sorry. I hold a rally. Did I hold a rally?
Did I hold a rally in an enclosed space, even though I now claim to have known it was dangerous at that time? Yes. Do I have an advent calendar counting down the days until I can hold my next one? You bet your dirty mask I do. He held rallies in February and March, and he left the White House four times in March, including a trip to Mar-a-Lago. Mar-a-Lago, by the way, laid off 153 workers today, in addition to the 560 laid off at Trump's resort in Miami. Maybe this is why he's so anxious to open for business again. He's getting hurt. This gives you a sense of how things are going at the White House. The president's own coronavirus task force, members of his own team, are reported to be actively ignoring him now. They say the vice poodle, Mike Pence, won't even sniff his butt. Which, I don't know, that doesn't make any sense to me. Why would they ignore a president who has so many great ideas? Remember when he wanted to nuke the hurricane? You probably think I'm joking, but go ahead and Google that.
Speaking of things we're hoping will end soon, President Trump, last night, he tweeted this bombshell at 10 p.m. In light of the attack from the invisible enemy, as well as the need to protect the jobs of our great American citizens, I will be signing an executive order to temporarily suspend immigration into the United States. Well, I don't necessarily agree with it, but it's probably the safest thing for the immigrants. Because right now, America is basically a petri dish on the floor of a bus station men's room. Here's a teaser of my new executive order. Am I really going to ban all immigrants? Will I throw wine in Steve Mnuchin's face and call him a bitch? Gotta tune in to find out. I've had great ratings my whole life. There's nothing unusual about that for me. The White House news conference ratings are through the roof. Monday Night Football.
I have a lot of questions about the president's task force and the mixed messages we've been getting about staying home. So we reached out to the White House, and believe it or not, they connected us with the chief medical advisor to the coronavirus response team, and I am honored to welcome Dr. Anthony Fauci. Hello, Dr. Fauci.
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me on this? Hello?
Yes, yes, we can hear you, but I was under the impression I'd be speaking to Dr. Fauci.
Oh, no, no. Dr. Fauci is no longer with us.
What? Why? What?
Well, no, the president respects disagreement, and he respects Dr. Fauci so much that he actually sent him to a big farm upstate where he's free to run around in a field all day with other doctors. I'm the new lead on the coronavirus task force.
And you are?
Oh, Dr. Solomon Zayas.
Dr. Zayas, if you don't mind me asking, how did you get this job?
Oh, family connection. The president's mother, Mary, is my Nana's sister.
Okay, so your mother was his mother's sister, but you're an...
An orangutan, yes.
Wait, so that means Donald Trump is what?
Half, just half. I mean, of course he is. No human would have a fantastic head of orange hair like that.
That actually explains a lot of things. How long before we can leave our homes?
Why? So you can befoul the environment with your fossil fuels, destroy the forests with your insatiable greed, contaminate the oceans with your heaps of plastic detritus, and wage war over imbecilic differences of religion and race.
Yeah, yes.
3 to 6 months.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.
Supposing we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light, and I think you said that hasn't been checked, but you're going to test it. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way. And I think you said you're going to test that too. Sounds interesting.
We'll get the right folks who could.
Right. And then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? Because you see it gets on the lungs and it does a tremendous number in the lungs. So it'd be interesting to check that. So that you're going to have to use medical doctors with. But it sounds interesting to me. So we'll see. But the whole concept of the light, the way it kills it in 1 minute, that's pretty powerful.
So a tremendous amount of fake news going, like even higher than the normal amount, and it's usually a disgusting amount, kind of a disgrace. And we're setting the record straight, okay? That's why I'm talking directly to the people. So the fake news can't distort it with their cameras and their sort of camera tricks, okay? There's a lot of... I think they're using special effects, to be honest. Have you noticed this? That, like, with all the Hollywood people who are very liberal, I think they're using the special effects to kind of do, like, stuff on me. They're called deep fakes. You ever heard the deep fakes? So don't believe what you're hearing from these fake news press conferences. And want to clear something up. The light, we love the light. Strong, very powerful light, but that's not what I said. And I didn't say to drink, to put in a disinfectant. That's not, nobody would say that. That's bad science, and it's something I certainly would never say. I said Diet Fresca. Diet Fresca. It's a soda. Maybe some of the young people don't know that. I know my beautiful OAN reporter, probably too young to know that. But Diet Fresca could scare off the virus. Because you ever notice when you have a soda, I like Diet Coke, you're having a soda and you shake it up, okay? Tremendous bubbles, like an amazing amount of like bubbles. Believe me, you've never seen bubble, like forget a bubble bath. We're talking exploding soda bubbles. Notice how there's never a virus in the bubbles, because viruses are very scared of the bubbles. So like, it's called Diet Fresca. It's a soda. We're thinking about that. But no, not disinfectant. That would be very dangerous to do. So I never said that. And what I did say was actually Diet Fresca. Another solution we're talking about is Menthol cigarettes. Another thing, because Corona, the invisible enemy, trademark pending, it affects the lungs, and we want to have strong breath. And the blacks use menthol cigarettes. What we're thinking is, and I think the Surgeon General will back me up, the black cigarettes will scare the virus, which is like a redhead. So very scary.
Self-obsessed wing, the liar tweets tonight. He says, hush, you doctors, hush, reporters, hush, you science nerds. Look, my ratings are through the roof when I just say happy words. Everyone can get a test. It's just the flu. It's a hoax like all the rest. A left-wing coup. We've got lots of PPE. The cupboard's bare. It's Obama's fault, you see. The buck stops there. In the country, the quiet country, no nurses sleep tonight. But in the White House, the full of shite house, the liar tweets tonight.
First off, happy Earth Day. It's a beautiful day. We love Earth. It's, you know, it's a great planet, and we're taking unbelievable care of it because, as you know, I want the cleanest air and the strongest, cleanest water. So it's a very important day, and we're doing great things for the environment, a lot more than anybody else has done. So believe me, we're doing a lot more than you ever did. I can tell you that. I can tell you that much. But am I a fan of Mother Nature? No, no. Mother Nature, as you know, is a very nasty woman, okay? Mother Business, we like. We like Mother Business. She's strong. She wears the stiletto heels. We love the stilettos. Very powerful, very sleek, very sexy Mother Business. But Mother Nature is, like, kind of dumpy, okay? And she's very nasty. She's always saying very, very lib, anti-Trump things, okay? So, no, we don't like Mother Nature. And to answer your other question, hydroxychloroquine? No, I don't know who that is. Is that like a black lady that's friends with Mother Nature? Because I don't know never mentioned hydroxychloroquine. Like, I can barely say it, and I'm good with words, but I can barely say it. It's a lot to even say, let alone kind of endorse. So I would know. I would never endorse that. I don't even use hydroxycut. I don't like hydrox cookies. Okay, I get Oreos. That's Hydrox is like the cookie for, like, poor Dems, okay? I use Oreo cookies from Nabisco, one of our great partners, who, by the way, is making ventilators now. We got Nabisco ventilators coming soon. Unbelievable. Like, such a great partnership with business. So, no, I don't know any black lady named hydroxychloroquine, and Mother Nature is dumpy and pathetic. So we'll see what happens.
President Trump said over the weekend that despite testing negative for coronavirus twice, he may start taking an experimental drug that's been used to treat malaria.
Being my friend, I said you called up.
Drumpf! Drumpf! Scientists are working hard to develop a coronavirus treatment, but for now, we should all try to avoid misinformation about unproven cures. And there is one popular source of rumors everyone should ignore.
The FDA also gave emergency authorization for hydroxychloroquine. We're just hearing really positive stories. What do you have to lose? I'll say it again. What do you have to lose? Take it. I really think they should take it. But it's their choice. And it's the doctor's choice or the doctors in the hospital. But hydroxychloroquine, try it if you'd like.
Yes, try it if you like it. And if you're worried about the side effects, just remember, Donald Trump is a doctor.
I'm not a doctor.
Okay, my mistake. Turns out, actual doctors do not suggest taking hydroxychloroquine for COVID-19 because there is no evidence yet to suggest it protects against the virus. And also, the drug could cause dangerous irregular heartbeats that could be fatal. Still, the pharmaceutical industry is always ready to sell a new product.
Ask your doctor if hydroxychloroquine is right for you. Then, no matter what they say, try it if you'd like. What have you got to lose? Side effects may include losing a lot.
Drumpf!
What is Trump offering? Well, like a true huckster, he's selling them an unproven medication that's still in clinical trials, telling people to try it, even though it could have dangerous side effects before it's approved by actual medical professionals.
And I hope they use the hydroxychloroquine, and they can also do it with Z-Pak, subject to your doctor's approval and all of that. But I hope they use it because I'll tell you what do you have to lose? There's a possibility. And I say it, what do you have to lose? I'll say it again, what do you have to lose? Take it. I really think they should take it, but it's their choice. And it's the doctor's choice or the doctors in the hospital. But hydroxychloroquine, try it if you'd like.
Jesus. We've been calling Trump a snake oil salesman for years, and now he's literally standing at a podium trying to sell us a miracle cure. They call it hydroxychloroquine. And let me tell you, folks, it's a genuine all-purpose miracle cure. Hey, you, sir, you look like you want to say something. Yes, I tried it, and both my acne and my coronavirus went away. And you and I have never met, sir. So there you have it, folks. There you have it. What have you got to lose? By the way, you know Trump and his buddies own stock in hydroxychloroquine because it's a six-syllable word, and he didn't stumble on it once.
Drumpf.
Our president is also volunteering as a doctor by arbitrarily prescribing lupus pills and fish tank chemicals at every press conference he holds. Trump, over the past few weeks, has been pushing this drug, hydroxychloroquine, very hard, despite repeated warnings from many doctors, including his top health guy, Dr. Fauci, who warned that the drug's effectiveness against this virus hasn't been tested yet. Well, now it turns out Trump's inexplicable passion for this drug might be a bit more explicable. Turns out he has a financial stake in the company that makes the drug. Of course he does. Do we really think he went out of his way to learn to say hydroxychloroquine for no reason?
You have chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine. Hydroxychloroquine, hydroxychloroquine. That's hydroxychloroquine, hydroxychloroquine. Try it.
It's a great commercial. The president potentially profiting from a drug like this is very unethical. This would be like if he tried to host a G7 summit at one of his own resorts. Oh, he did that? Never mind. You know, if we really wanted to get enough masks to all the hospitals, all we have to do is start printing the word Trump on the front of them and selling them at TrumpStore.com.
If you're down, he'll pick you up, Dr.
Drumpf.
Take a drink from his special cup, Dr.
Drumpf.
Dr.
Drumpf.
He's a man, you must be
Trump.
Of course, it makes sense that a lifelong con artist like Trump would push another miracle cure. I mean, this is the same guy who sold people scam vitamin supplements based on a urine test, not made up, a real thing. How would you even tailor vitamins based on someone's urine anyway? By sniffing it?
Smells like you're eating too much asparagus. Here, try some beef pills. They're just tiny meatballs.
Now, obviously, it would be terrific news if a genuine antiviral medication was proven successful in clinical trials. And we're all hoping that happens as soon as possible. But it is dangerous to go on TV and tell people to just try a medication before that medication is proven safe and effective. And yet, Trump is doing it anyway because he's already failed to supply other life-saving equipment, like ventilators.
Trump.
My friend works for the National Health Doctor.
Trump.
You'll pay money just to see yourself with Dr.
Trump.
Dr.
Trump.
You're a new metal man. He helps you to understand. He does everything he can.
Trump. So, where did Trump's obsession with hydroxychloroquine come from? Well, apparently, from former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Giuliani has been touting the drug as a possible coronavirus treatment in private conversations with the president, which explains Trump's other coronavirus cure, a bottle of Chianti at noon. Rudy has his own team of medical experts advising him, a Long Island family doctor with a following in conservative media, and a former pharmacist who once pleaded guilty to conspiring to extort the actor Steven Seagal.
Well, 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 you're feeling fine. Well, 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 we'll make you Dr.
Trump.
Bring the friend I said you'd call Dr.
Trump. Trump. Trump.
Killing me. fucking pants.
Thank you. Hi, I'm John from Coxsackie. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA.
Hay acciones cotidianas para ayudar a prevenir la propagación de enfermedades respiratorias. Lávese las manos. Evite el contacto cercano con las personas enfermas. Evite tocarse los ojos, la nariz y la boca. Quédese en casa cuando esté enfermo. Cúbrase al toser o estornudar. Limpie y desinfecte de manera frecuente los objetos que toca. Para obtener más información, visite cdc.gov/COVID-19. Este mensaje es gentileza de la National Association of Broadcasters y de esta estación.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Wavefarms WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Wavefarm Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Catherine Bauer of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You are listening to Transmission Arts Programming on WGXC 90.7 FM. Grabbable, handleable, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
German measles, Russian flu, Montezuma's revenge. And why do we say a foreign word whenever someone sneezes? Tomorrow? I'll take a look at swine flu, up close and personal. This is Les Nesbitt.
As Earth Day turns 50, imagine a just, green, pandemic-free future. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan, podcasting from the epicenter of the pandemic, New York City. Humanity marks Earth Day's 50th anniversary on a worldwide lockdown as nature's fury asserts itself through one of the smallest known particles of life, the novel coronavirus. Many argue viruses aren't alive, relying on host organisms to replicate. Whether living or dead, the SARS-CoV-2 virus is driving us inexorably to a new normal, forcing us to adjust to its looming presence, at least until treatments and a vaccine become available. There are thousands of coronaviruses, though. Defeat one and another that jumps from bat or bird to human can smite us just as easily. As humans penetrate habitats of other species, decimating forests and other wildlands, zoonotic transmission, the transfer of a virus from animal to human, increases. The onrushing climate catastrophe promises unrelenting extreme weather events, more severe and frequent. This new normal demands that we radically realign our relationship with nature and that we do it now. Waiting 50 years is not an option. Rebuilding will require containment of the COVID-19 pandemic. Global solidarity will be essential. Stay at home, save a life is the prescription. But staying at home is a privilege. The life-saving practice of social distancing is out of reach to hundreds of millions of people. Take India, for example, the world's second most populous country.
Millions of workers and migrant workers under a lockdown, which is supposed to enforce social distancing, but it only enforces physical compression.
That's Arundhati Roy, renowned writer and dissident, speaking on the Democracy Now! NewsHour.
People are crammed together. People are separated from their families. In many places, they have no food. They have no access to money even. They've sold their phones. You have the sense that you're sitting on some kind of explosive substance.
Key steps toward containment are testing, tracing, and isolation. Test kits that yield rapid results must be developed, mass-produced, and distributed globally, then administered without cost. Those who may have been exposed must be traced, adhering to strict privacy and human rights standards. Finally, safe, humane isolation options must be provided for those infected until they're well enough to rejoin their community. Look no farther than the administration of President Donald Trump to see how wrong it all can go. Trump first denied the pandemic, then called it a hoax, then rolled out testing inexcusably slowly, compelling a jumble of federal, state, county, and municipal jurisdictions to compete for tests and equipment while asserting U.S. supremacy during his poisonous, propagandistic, pandemic anti-press briefings. He calls himself a wartime president, but failed to get healthcare providers the gear to wage battle. His delays and lies have caused the deaths of so many thousands of people. Outbreaks occur from coast to coast, from meatpacking plants where workers have no choice but to show up for work in hazardous, potentially lethal conditions, to prisons and immigrant detention centers where prisoners are denied early release or even access to adequate soap, water, protective gear, and safe distancing from others. In the global south, the pandemic and climate disruption are a double-edged sword.
For many people in Africa right now, the choice is almost also between pandemic, that's a health pandemic or a hunger pandemic. And as many people are saying, you know, if we don't get killed by COVID-19, we'll get killed by hunger.
That's Kumi Naidu, who formerly headed both Amnesty International and Greenpeace, speaking on the Democracy Now! NewsHour.
Humanity must take a hard look at ourselves about whether we want to build back after corona exactly what we had, or we want to build back a more equitable, more just and a more sustainable world.
Arundhati Roy echoed those sentiments in a recent essay, writing, "Historically, pandemics have forced humans to break with the past and imagine their world anew. This one is no different. It's a portal, a gateway between one world and the next," she said. Donald Trump has pledged U.S. taxpayer money to prop up failing fossil fuel industries like coal and oil. In response, author Naomi Klein tweeted, "Dems need to counter with a sweeping plan to cover the full salaries of fossil fuel workers while they retrain for the clean economy. Time to wind down this abusive industry that has always relied on massive public subsidies," she tweeted. On the first Earth Day in 1970, over 20 million people in the United States, fully 10% of the nation's population at the time, rallied for an end to pollution, for an ecologically sustainable economy, for a greener future. Earth Day co-founder, Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson, said that day,
"And our goal is not just an environment of clean air and water and scenic beauty while forgetting about the worst environments in America, in the ghettos, in Appalachias, and elsewhere. Our goal is an environment of decency, quality, and mutual respect for all human beings and all other living creatures, an environment without ugliness, without ghettos, without poverty, without discrimination, without hunger, and without war."
50 years later, with the planet's climate on a human-caused precipice, the numbers demanding change are far greater. The organizing is global, but the time is short. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
Yeah, for some reason or another, you sound a little taller on radio.
Here comes Mr. Misery. He's tearing out his hair again. He's crying over her again. He's standing in the supermarket, shouting at customers. Here comes Mr. Misery. He'll never be any good. With a mouthful of golden blood, he's contemplating murder again. He must be in love, but you know she doesn't want you, but you can't seem to get it in your head. Oh, and you can't sleep at night, and she haunts you when you go to bed. And you're tired of talking, and you can't drink it down, so you hang around and drown instead. Home isn't where it used to be. Home is anywhere you hang your head. You hang your head. We'll be right back.
party animals. We enjoy life. We want to live life. We love women. Right? Eric and Brandon, you're on AM 750 WSB.
Everyone is just so uptight. I cannot believe it.
We're uptight people.
It's just a matter of being really, really defensive about everything and not even wanting to, you know, come within a couple of feet of other people.
That's true. We don't. We don't want to come within a couple of feet. You're absolutely right.
Listen, David.
Yes.
I was just sitting here with my roommate listening to your show, and we were really moved.
Yeah.
And we sat down and we jotted down a quick little ditty.
Oh.
I'd like to play it for you.
I can't wait to hear it.
Okay.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four. Girls don't like it when I touch their butt. They're so cold and unfeeling. Makes me hit the ceiling. Makes me hit the ceiling. Stupid girls are so extremely cold and unfeeling.
Oh, man. I could feel the pain.
Yeah, it's there.
Thanks a lot, Eric.
All right.
All right, yeah, I could feel it.
Thank you.
Hey, look at me, you've got to see I'm not really alone.